Give Big is even bigger for us this year than ever. It's going to be one of the only fundraising events that we're able to have and that we're able to utilize to be able to support our services. So the hashtags are Give Big, Giving Tuesday, hashtag 10 years of giving, and hashtag champion a cause.
Hello and welcome. I'm Lori Hardy. Thanks for listening in as we continue to talk with leaders in our community. This week, we are talking with two different people. The need to give is bigger than ever. Give Big is Washington State's largest online philanthropic event. Give Big is doubling efforts, partnering with hashtag Giving Tuesday now to make Give Big a two-day campaign. It starts now with early giving all the way through May 6th at 11:59 p.m. Anyone can champion a cause to support a local nonprofit in Washington State. Go to www.givebigwa.org. If you are on the social channels, Facebook at Give Big, Twitter at Give Big WA, Insta at Give Big WA. Donate at 3ws.givebigwa.org on May 5th and 6th and champion a cause, because now the need to give is bigger than ever. Many, many nonprofits have had to cancel their fundraising because of the coronavirus. Give Big is a program of 501 Commons. Today, you will meet two ladies, Nancy Long, Executive Director of 501 Commons and Give Big Program Chair. 501 Commons has expanded training and support to nonprofits so they can encourage their supporters to create effective peer-to-peer campaigns. Use Give Big Washington to identify new donors and leverage matching funds to increase donations. Not a fundraising expert, nonprofits that have registered to participate in Give Big receive the Funding Accelerator newsletter right to their inbox every 2 weeks leading up to the campaign, with actionable next steps and links to resources and tools to keep you moving forward in your preparations for Give Big. We also will be talking to Teresa Mark. She is Executive Director of Positive Alliance. That's PAW, Positive Alliance. Taking your dog or just yourself on more neighborhood walks during lockdown? Why not raise some money for Positive Alliance while doing so? You can download the app. It's called ResQ Walk, ResQWALK, and designate Positive Alliance as your charity of choice, and walk, run, or stroll to help the animals. During this crisis, Positive Alliance is in touch with our partners on a daily basis to find out their needs. So let's start with Teresa Marks, Executive Director of Positive Alliance. That's PAW, Positive. And we are talking today not only about her nonprofit, but the Give Big campaign. And their motto this year, of course, we know with this pandemic, the need to give is bigger than ever. Teresa, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about your nonprofit and how Give Big has supported you.
So Positive Alliance, we work across the state of Washington. So we work on adoption programs, spay neuter, and pet retention programs. So we do large multi-shelter adoption events. We had one scheduled for April that's now been rescheduled to August. And we were hoping to do one in Spokane in June. It was going to be our first ever Spokane adoption event. We do spay neuter programs primarily in Central Washington, where there is very limited access to any kind of services like that. And with pet retention, we have some partners that we work with here in the Seattle area, working with the homeless and helping them to get supplies for their pets and things like that, and veterinary care. So we work across the entire state. So for us, Give Big has always been one of our biggest online campaigns. And with the changes that we may see through our other fundraising events, Give Big is even bigger for us this year than ever. It's going to be one of the only fundraising events that we're able to have and that we're able to utilize to be able to support our services.
Now, if I was going to do the Give Big and donate to you, how do I go about doing that?
If you go to givebigwa.org, you can select our charity, Positive Alliance, and you can also give to lots of other charities. A lot of people give, you know, $20 here, $20 there. Spread the love around. Help all of the nonprofits that really need it, because we're all going to really struggle this year, because many of our partner organizations that we work with across the state have had to get rid of their fundraisers that they normally have in the spring or turn them into online events, and they haven't been able to raise the funds that they need in order to be able to support their services.
That's so true. And I know that so many people are feeling like they want to help and they really don't know how. So I love it that we can go to one place, which is givebigwa.org, and choose who we want to help, knowing full well that it is a legitimate organization. Now, we can start early, right? We don't have to wait until May.
No, actually, early giving has already started. It started on tax day this year.
Which was canceled.
But one great thing that did come out of the CARES Act was that now you can get a $300 deduction for donations to nonprofits, even if you don't itemize. So that's a great incentive if you're thinking about, hey, I'd like to give, but, you know, I don't itemize, so I don't get to take it off my taxes anymore. This year, you will get be able to take up to $300 off your taxes.
That is really good to know, because things like that that are new, we just have to hear through the grapevine. So it's already opened as of April 15th tax day, and it goes through the 5th and 6th, I believe.
It does. And there's some talk that they actually might keep it open a couple of days later in case people don't. You forget about it. It's midnight. It shuts off. So if you go back the next morning, there's talk now that we'll be keeping it open a couple of days later.
Oh, that's so good. So at least through May 5th and 6th, you can champion a cause by doing this. And something that really touched my heart was when you said you're helping with the homeless, because I work with homeless women, and the ones that have animals, they protect.
Yeah, and we expect that because of, you know, the economic situation, that we're going to see more people that need our services, that are going to need support for their animals, that are going to need low-cost spay-neuter options, because, you know, so many people have lost their jobs. And we want them to keep their pet. We want pets and people to stay together. But, you know, those that have to give up their pets too, at some point or other, we'll be working with our partners across the state on as many adoption events as we can squeeze in through the end of the year when they let us start having those again to help, you know, those pets also find homes.
So along with this event, we have hashtags, Giving Tuesday Now, hashtag Give Big, hashtag. Do you know of any others?
I did. I wrote some down. Let me see if I can read my own writing. Hashtag 10 years of giving. Hashtag champion a cause.
Champion a cause. Love that. So it's a website, not a Facebook or a Instagram event, correct?
Right. It's a website. So it's givebigwa.org. And you go on there and you select whatever charities you want to give to. And it's all done online. It's all seamless. Put your number in and your credit card, and you can make your donation to whoever you feel like deserves your money.
And I know our people love animals. And my challenge would be, besides to champion a cause, would be when you give, because I know they will, is to put it on Facebook, to put it on Instagram, let people know and help remind them to do the same. Because as we said in the beginning, the time is bigger than ever because you've had to cancel all of fundraisers as we know them. I know that in time they will reimagine and will come up with some different ideas. But when you've been planning a whole year and counting on these fundraisers and suddenly they're gone, that has to be quite a hit.
It is. And I also, you as an individual can go on and make your own fundraising page through the givebigwa.org website and support a cause, and then send that out through your social media to all your friends, families, acquaintances, and ask them to give to the causes that you support. It's called Fundraising Page with the fun capitalized.
I love it.
So you can make your own page to support, you know, an organization that's dear to your heart.
I see. That is so great. So it's spreading the wealth.
Exactly. And it gives you a way to put, you know, your message out, like why this organization is so important to you, and then let your friends and family know and ask them to support them as well.
Put the fun in fundraiser. Doing a fundraiser is hard, but the truth is when we give, we feel better. Not only does it help the organization, but I know for me selfishly, when I give, I feel better. And so that would be my challenge when we're all cooped up and a lot of us aren't feeling very good, or maybe we're feeling like, what am I supposed to do? They're feeling helpless. This is an awesome way to get yourself out of that funk by finding an organization you can really support. And this one is, they go across the state, Positive with the W Alliance, and not only help keep animals from being surrendered, they also support homeless animals with the homeless. That your range is so amazing, and I would love to see you get the support that you're hoping for through this event.
Yeah, we would love it too. I mean, like I said, like everyone else, I think out there, we're all in kind of a state of uncertainty. What fundraising events can we have? What events, period, can we have? All of us nonprofits out there could really use your support.
Great. Tell me, just out of curiosity, when you reimagine a fundraiser in the future with these new rules, what have you come up with? What ideas have you come up with?
We're struggling. We're really struggling. I know some people have done some online auctions and been very successful at it.
Oh.
We get a lot of our support from our annual gala from a lot of small businesses, restaurants, spas, that kind of business that's closed right now.
Oh.
So for us, we're trying to think, well, what would we do to even get things to auction? Because so much of our support came from our local communities, small businesses that aren't there now either to, you know, support us. So we are kind of in a state of, I guess, flux, where we're looking at, wow, what can we do? Because so many of our supporters can't support us right now.
They can barely support themselves.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
And I believe at a time like this, that the money, we have to keep the money flowing. This is not a time to hoard, even though we feel like it. We may think, I may not go back to work, but I just really believe there's like these laws of the universe, ebb and flow, give and take, and that even though the feeling is to maybe hoard a little, but actually, I love what you said, give a little. A lot of people doing a little adds up to a lot.
Exactly. We always say we have about 10,000 people on our Facebook page.
Wow.
If every one of those persons just gave $1, that would be $10,000. So even if you think I can't give very much, the combined amount of all people giving just a tiny amount adds up to a lot of money.
I love that, Teresa. So tell me again your hashtags.
So the hashtags are GiveBig, Giving Tuesday, hashtag 10 years of giving, and hashtag champion a cause.
I love it. So 10 years, the Give Big has been in action.
It has been.
Great. And have you been on a part of this for the 10 years?
I'm trying. It's been many years we've been doing it, but I don't think the full 10 years. I want to say we started maybe somewhere about 5-6 years ago.
Okay, and you've
so,
seen
yeah,
it.
We've been doing it a while.
Good.
So.
And you see a good positive result from it. Positive.
We do. And we like the fact that it's an opportunity, like we've been discussing, for people to give to many different causes and to give to many different people that they feel they want to support. So you can give $5 here, $20 there. Your donations count towards the things that you really believe in.
I love that. Well, thank you so much, Teresa Marks, Executive Director of Positive Alliance, for the Give Big campaign, which the need to give is bigger now than ever. So thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you the best of luck.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So the hashtags are Give Big, Giving Tuesday, hashtag 10 years of giving, and hashtag champion a cause.
Our second guest is Nancy Long. She's the executive director of 501 Commons and Give Big program chair. 501 Commons has expanded training and support to nonprofits so they can encourage their supporters to create effective peer-to-peer campaigns, use Give Big Washington to identify new donors, and leverage matching funds to increase donations. Hello, Nancy.
Hello, Lori.
Well, tell me more about 501 Commons.
So 501 Commons is an organization that has been serving Washington for over 30 years. We provide management services that increase the effectiveness of nonprofits so that they can more powerfully help people and communities and in all the varied ways that nonprofits serve us individually and as a community. Every year we serve about 1,000 nonprofits. There are many, many nonprofits all over our state, and we provide about 30 different services that include management consulting, HR, technology support, financial services, and a lot of free information. And then we do a lot of training for board members and staff. Last year, we took on management of Give Big from the Seattle Foundation, and that has allowed us to expand the fundraising training and support for the 1,500 organizations that participate in Give Big. We support organizations to participate in Give Big, and there's several ways that organizations do that. They put up a page that informs community members about what they do and the importance of their mission, and then they can also recruit supporters to do peer-to-peer fundraising campaigns so that a friend from might reach out to you and talk about a nonprofit that they had benefited from or that they support and ask you to join them in giving to that nonprofit. It really is a way to engage the whole community, regardless of whether somebody's able to make a small donation or a large donation. Doesn't matter. Every donation counts. With 1,500 participating nonprofits, virtually any community need that you can imagine is represented among those organizations. Giving is actually open now, the way Give Big works. We start out with a sort of more in the background campaign through early giving when nonprofits are reaching out to the people that they know and people who have been supporters or volunteers with them to encourage them to give. And then it culminates in what this year is a two-day giving campaign that is supported by our media partners like your station, Lori, and others in the community that are getting the word out to everyone that everyone can be a part of giving at this critical time for our community. So people can go to GiveBigWa, WA is in Washington, givebigwa.org, and make a contribution today or participate in the challenge of the last 2 days when there's a lot of press attention and media promoting it and our people in our community that are sort of representing nonprofits to encourage giving. It's a two-day Give Big this year. We have partnered up with a organization called Giving Tuesday, which is doing a special campaign because of the pandemic called Giving Tuesday Now on May 5th. And we're their local partner to promote giving on both May 5th and May 6th as the two Give Big days. So COVID has really had an impact on nonprofits, and that's one of the important ways that hit nonprofits right away. Most organizations had some kind of fundraising event planned for spring. And so just as we were starting to move into social distancing, organizations were having to cancel events, many times events that they'd already put hundreds of hours of staff time and thousands of dollars of investment into. So it was kind of a double hit because not only were they not receiving the donations they expected to receive through the fundraiser, but they expended a lot of resources to set up that fundraiser. So that's one of the disruptions that has affected nonprofits in a very dramatic way. Also, a lot of nonprofits provide services that are direct services. Those that are providing essential services are still operating, and they're trying to meet rising demand for their services. So organizations like food banks or job matching services, we're worried about seeing a rise in the need in areas like domestic violence or child abuse, as well as economic times kind of take a toll on families. And there are many nonprofits like the community clinics that are providing healthcare services during this time and having to not only maintain the services they normally provide, but now add on services that are COVID related. We also see organizations that have programs where they normally raise revenue through program revenues or ticket sales or entrance fees in these organizations like zoos or theaters or museums that are shut down because of social distancing. And so they have lost millions of dollars in revenue that they normally earn through those, you know, revenues or ticket sales. And then we have organizations that have just had major disruption in the way that they are delivering services. So they're trying to figure out how to deliver services remotely rather than in person. It's happening for counseling services and job support services and so forth. So there's really no part of the nonprofit sector that hasn't been touched. Much like small businesses, these disruptions are life-threatening to these organizations. So it's wonderful that we already had Give Big planned for May. Organizations have already been working for months to get ready to reach out to their community, because really right now the need to give is bigger than ever. Organizations can, I think, really rely on our community to come forward in whatever way possible to support them, as the community always has.
I'm talking with Nancy Long. She's the executive director of 501 Commons and the Give Big program chair this year. And I love how you have broken it down to what 501 is, what Give Big is, and then talking about the nonprofits. I have this belief that when we are tightening up our budgets like everybody is right now, that it's really important to give. So maybe you would normally give, say, $20 to a charity. If you could even give $1, you are still getting the benefit of giving.
I like the fact, Lori, that you mentioned the benefits of giving, because there is actually research that demonstrates that people who make donations of time or money to nonprofits and other community causes receive a emotional benefit by doing that, that we are happier as people, we're more anchored in gratitude ourselves for what we have if we are giving to others. And during a time when people, because of social distancing, are feeling a little isolated and cut off from their normal community, giving is a great way to reacquaint ourselves with that positive impulse we have to care for others, to be generous to others, and to express kindness to others. Every gift of any amount is an expression of that kindness, and we can all use more kindness in these times. I believe it's really up to us to choose the kind of community that we're going to be on the other side of this. In fact, 80% of the money that nonprofits receive comes from individuals. People sort of think it's government or foundations or companies that support nonprofit missions, but overall, it is primarily us, people like you and I, that make the difference and that really make the choice about whether we want to have a community that includes things like art and cultural organizations. It includes services for children that allow kids to get engaged in sports activities or help kids get to college or bring just beauty and music and happiness into our lives. So it's up to all of us to try to make sure that those great things about our community are there on the other side of this pandemic. And that means we need to start now, take action to support those organizations.
What would you say to somebody who says, okay, I'm on fire, I want to give, I don't know where to start?
Wonderful about Give Big is that if you're new to the community or you're concerned about a particular issue, but you don't know the name of that organization that is working on that issue, you can go to givebigwad.org and search. There's a function that says discover nonprofits, and you can search by different types of organizations and find the profiles. They're very quick to read. They're entertaining and interesting to look at. Even if you're not going to donate to that particular organization, you'll learn something by reading their profile. And you can find a cause that you care about, an organization that you're particularly impressed by, and give there. So it's particularly good for people who are new to the community or just not sure how to find that particular nonprofit that is dealing with a problem that you're concerned about. COVID has really taught us how interdependent we are, how much we depend on each other for our community to be successful, because that's really what social distancing is. It's us taking care of each other. I really hope that that lesson that's really being imprinted in a very dramatic way on everybody's lives is something that we can take forward to give greater care to supporting these organizations that really make our community function in very important ways.
Have you heard of the parable of the long spoon?
No. Uh-uh.
There was somebody who went to the big spirit in the sky and wanted to know the difference between heaven and hell. He was taken to a room where all these people, and they had these spoons with really long handles, and so they couldn't get the food to their mouth. That was hell. And so then he was taken to another room, same thing, lots of people, same thing, soup and spoons, but everybody was feeding each other, and they said, this is heaven.
Yeah, one very apropos for the time. I really want to express gratitude to stations like yours and to all of our media partners who are promoting Give Big. We've had such a wonderful reaction from the media in Washington State. I want to carry this word. Media organizations are under stress right now, like everybody else. And so it's great to see that generosity.
Let's run over this. They can give now.
Yes, givebigwa.org. So GiveBig and then WA.org through May 6th. So midnight on May 6th is the end of GiveBig. Many organizations have raised matches from their donors so that when you give, your donation is doubled by their donors. You can look and see on the platform for which organizations have that matching fund. Most people who visit the platform give to multiple organizations. I think it's just like any online shopping we do. You know, you go for one thing and you kind of find other things you want to get in your basket.
If we all give a little, it adds up to a lot.
It does. That's the thing about Give Big. There are small donations and there are large donations on the platform. What we're able to do together, that really shows. I mean, one of the great things about giving days like Give Big is it shows the philanthropy that is going on in the community all the time, but it really demonstrates that collective impact we can have by just putting our, whatever our dollars we have to give in with the giving of others and then have this very big impact on the community. Last year, we raised $12.4 million in donations, matching gifts, and in-kind gifts. So everybody does a little. Together, we do a lot. This is a great time to have something like this that we can feel positive about in a very concrete way. We can make a difference in our community.
Yeah, and we can feel like we're doing something because a lot of people feel kind of helpless right now.
Yes, I understand that feeling for sure. In the nonprofit community, we have missions to maintain, and so we feel very passionate about those missions. So people are working hard to maintain those missions, but everybody's a little scared too. Mm-hmm. And so you can do a lot to just give nonprofits the sense that you have their back. Every donation gives people that added bit of encouragement that we are going to get to the other side of this, that we're going to be creative as nonprofits have always been. You know, we've always worked with limited resources for the big missions that we have. So nonprofits are incredibly good at figuring out how to make something out of very little. And, you know, they're being very creative. It's wonderful to watch all the creative solutions that nonprofits are finding during this time to try to keep delivering services and support the community in brand new ways as new needs emerge. You can be a part of that by just encouraging them, and every donation does provide that encouragement.
Well, thank you. I'm talking with Nancy Long, Executive Director of 501 Commons and Give Big Program Chair. So you have until May 6th to go to givebigwa.org and make your donation. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Lori.
The need to give is bigger than ever. So Give Big is Washington's largest online philanthropic event, and it is doubling its efforts. So it's partnering with hashtag Giving Tuesday. Remember that? So they're going to make it into a 2-day campaign. Sharing the highlights of these interviews, you can start giving now all the way through May 6th. Go to www.givebigwa.org. Now, if you prefer Facebook, it's Facebook at Give Big. Twitter, Twitter at Give Big Wa. Insta at Give Big Wa. This is a time when anyone can champion a cause to support local nonprofits who are suffering. I know all of us are suffering right now, but giving does make us feel better. So go to givebigwa.org and just whatever you can give to help out something that you have a heart for, that you see as a cause worth your money. Champion a cause and support our local nonprofits, www.givebigwa.org. And thank you so much. Thank you to Teresa as well as Nancy for all the work they are doing to help our local community. So remember, givebigwa.org, and every little bit helps.
So the hashtags are GiveBig, Giving Tuesday, hashtag 10 years of giving, and hashtag champion a cause.
I'm Lori Hardy. Thanks for listening today. We hope you've learned something new. Join us again next week as we continue to talk with influencers and people that are making a difference, not only in our community, but beyond as well.